USA Radio News.
President Trump says the U.S. and Saudi Arabia will remain close allies despite the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo talking about our alliance with Saudi Arabia at the State Department.
It's a mean, nasty world out there. The Middle East in particular. There are important American interests to keep the American people safe. It is the President's obligation, indeed the State Department's duty as well, to ensure that we adopt policies that further the America's national security.
President Trump is pardoning two Thanksgiving turkeys. The President gave both peas and carrots a presidential pardon. The President did have a message, though, for both peas and carrots.
Even though peas and carrots have received a presidential pardon, I have warned them that House Democrats are likely to issue them both subpoenas.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
The results of the November 6th election are finally official in Florida, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
During a meeting that took just a few minutes, the State Elections Canvassing Commission met in Tallahassee Tuesday morning and certified the results of the voting as well as the subsequent recounts. Republican Governor Rick Scott taking the U.S. Senate race over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson by just over 10,000 votes. Republican Ron DeSantis was elected governor by about 32,000 votes over Democrat Andrew Gillum.
Firefighters in Northern California battling the deadly campfire will get a little help from Mother Nature as rain is in the forecast for Wednesday. Butte County Sheriff Corey Hona says the rain could be a blessing and a curse.
We have very, very fine ash in many of the areas that we're searching. You add water to that, and now we're in a situation where we have kind of a muddy mixture. I think that may make the process of searching for remains, especially those almost completely consumed by fire, more difficult.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Exit polls showed that health care was the most important issues that voters were facing in this country during the 2018 elections. 41% of voters said that health care was the most important issue facing this country. One of the things we've been hearing from the Democrats is a Medicare for All type plan. Well, Dr. Mark Siegel is a professor of medicine at New York University. He joined Fox News and talks about what a Medicare for All plan looks like for you.
This is not only very expensive, but it's taking a wrecking ball to the current health care system, which works for many. Employer-based health care that covers 170 million. Some people say, I don't really want that job, but you know, I better take it to get my health care covered. That's a big deal, and that's been working since the Eisenhower years. Get rid of that, you got a job killer in place.
Dr. Siegel also says your employer-based health care plans would be gone along with.
It would get rid of traditional Medicare, Medicaid, and Medicare Advantage would go. So the current Medicare system would be replaced by a one-size-fits-all. No copays, no deductibles. Everyone loves an entitlement bill. So you got your card, you go and get your health care. But who's going to be providing it? In the doctor's office, we like to say, we don't like big insurers, we don't like big government. So this is replacing one with the other. There's no reason to believe access to health care would improve.
At least 3,000 salaried workers at General Motors are expected to be laid off. Now, GM was hoping they would take the voluntary buyouts at $18,000. Many of them didn't, though, so they'll be laid off. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.